The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve, we got the injury report for the Saints and some good news.
Yes,
at
sir.
Least Kool-Aid McKinstry and Eric McCoy. It was limited, but they were there.
Yeah, and Coach Darren Rizzi said after practice the fact that both are trending in the right direction. Obviously, huge positives for the black and gold, especially along the offensive line. You've talked about it so much, how much that center position means.
No question about it. I think that is the key to any offensive line, to have that center. He directs traffic. He's the quarterback up front. He's making all the calls, and then he sees things happen, so he tells it to the guards. The guards tells it to the tackle. And then another thing, too, a center does, Kevin Mawai told me this, he said, Mike, a lot of times quarterbacks kind of get excited. They get in a moment. And part of my job when I was a center, calm down, good and bad. Just calm down. And he said, they emotional like everybody else, and they get frustrated too. He said that was part of it. But Eric McCoy, he's a stud player. He could start for any of the other 31 teams, if not at center, at left guard or right guard. He's that good of a player. I'm not sure you could say that about anybody else 27 years of age or younger on this roster. Now, Fuaga, he might have a shot. And I think eventually he's going to be a big-time player for him. But, man, get Eric McCoy back. This running game has never been the same since he went down very early in that Eagles game.
Yeah, definitely. And also limited today, Mike, was JT Gray. He's dealing with a hip issue. You mentioned Kool-Aid. Jordan Howden is shoulder limited. Also Cedric Wilson Jr. with a shoulder injury. Full go was Nephi Sewell. He's coming back from a knee issue and then not practicing. Guard Lucas Patrick, linebacker Pete Werner, and running back Jamal Williams. Still, he's dealing with that groin issue, but for me, you might as well keep him on the shelf. He ain't done nothing all year.
No, I agree. And Pete Werner,
I'd rather see Mims get the reps.
Yeah, he's been more productive when they've given him a shot. At least he stays healthy. The thing is, watch for Pete Werner as the week goes along.
That's
man,
a too.
This linebacker core works a lot better with DeMario and Pete. Man, he's underrated as a player. He's always around the football. Sometimes he gets exploited in the pass cover part of the game. But, man, he's instinctive. He can run the field well. He's a good open field tackler. And him and DeMario is kind of a Batman and Robin deal. They almost think along the same wavelengths to one another, and I think this defense plays a lot better with Pete Werner in the lineup. He's that good of a player.
Definitely helps improve the tackling, which has been shoddy for this black and gold bunch. And, man, oh, man, they're definitely going to need to tighten up the run game this week. Again, you got another tough running back, I feel like, with Nick Chubb coming to town, even though he hasn't been healthy this year all the way.
Man, I saw that devastating knee injury he had a year ago. Nick Chubb was in the conversation, for the best running back in the National Football League before he went down. And he was the straw that turned the offensive drink for him. The Browns had to redo their offense because Nick wasn't there. They became more of a passing team. And with Flacco, he liked to throw that short, more the intermediate, I should say, than the short route. And so they changed. But man, I'm interested to watch, Nick. When you have that type of injury, you never quite the same.
Exactly.
But, man, he is still good. Man, I go back a long way with Nick when he was coming out of high school and he signs with Georgia and, you know, him and Sonny Michel were splitting time. Boy, did the Bulldogs have a backfield back then with those two guys. But Nick was the guy I liked because, man, he was a tough guy. He could run between the tackles. He had great field vision. And you get him out in the open field, you're going to have a difficult time bringing him down one-on-one.
Yeah, definitely a big boy. Only person limited for the Cleveland Browns today, Mike, guard Joel Bitonio with a pectoral issue.
And then he's a good player.
They list four other guys as a full go, so you're fully expecting a Jordan Hicks, a Jerry Jeudy. Dorian Thompson-Robinson is the backup to Jameis Winston. And then you also have Jerick Willis, the tackle, with a knee issue. So just really one person I think maybe could be in danger of missing the game for them, and Joel Bitonio.
Yeah, Batonio's a really good offensive guard. If he's not a Pro Bowler, he's close. He's in that conversation. And he was limited today, you say, Steve?
Yeah, limited pectoral issue.
And, man, the big disappointment has been Jerick Willis. You know, he came out, and I think a lot of people felt he would be a perfect fit for the Browns because the one thing he did real well, run block. But, man, if he got a pass protect and he got some issues, some real issues, you can see with his feet, his body balance, he's all off balance. And he doesn't, man, strike you hard with that hand and sort of slow you down. But, man, he can run block. He's a really good run blocker. But pass protection, ooh-wee, they're getting around him pretty quick. If I'm the Saints, I load up on that side. That's, when I see him there.
You mentioned with the running the football, that's been my biggest, I guess, concern with the defense for the Saints. It seems like the rushing lanes are just wide open where guys are getting 3-4 yards before even contact. And whereas a few times in the Dome, even against Atlanta, you saw, you know, Bijan getting the ball and he just got tripped up, but there was a whole lot of green ahead of him, which could have been a lot worse. And they still had a heck of a day. I think it was right 5.8 yards per carry or something like that against the Saints. That has been a huge downer this season. Other than that, turnovers have been a plus for the Black and Gold, and I thought the pressure on the quarterback was better this past game, but still Kirk Cousins had a decent outing, but nothing really to write home about.
He didn't look settled.
Right.
And he was high on those early throws. If you watch, man, he was sort of sailing them. And normally that means his feet are not set, and he might have been tippy-toe throwing too. But I think – I talked to Bobby about this. I really believe in the offseason, this team's got to look at a big man in the middle, a defensive tackle, that can stop the run. Yeah. Because if not, you're going to have problems again. Now, again, Brice, I get it.
Pass rusher.
Athletic, pass rusher. He could run the field very well. But he's not your typical run stuffer. This team has to use an early round pick or free agent money on a big guy in the middle to stop the run.
Yeah, it seems like there's going to be a bunch of needs going into next season that you're going to look at with this squad. I mean, shoot, right now you look at wide receivers a question mark. We don't know what's up with Chris Olave. His future, I will say at least, but it doesn't look good for the young guy that's had so many concussions early on already.
You be real careful with that, and you know, you get the best information you can, and he'll make that decision when he feels comfortable that he can come back. I think he'll be back, but just when? Will it be after 4 weeks, or will it be the entire season? Chris, a good football player.
He's supposed really to be good. Seeing a specialist. That was either, I think, yesterday or today, so we'll find out more, I'm sure, eventually.
But that scares the daylights out of you. Anytime you get that many times. I know Bobby's had, I think he told me 14, but he's never had more than one in a season. Mm. And even that's sort of scary when you got that many concussions sort of piled up. That ended the career of Roger Staubach. I don't remember another guy talking about a head injury ending his career before Roger. And man, they said, you know, Roger Staubach's going to retire. I was like, what? I mean, I watched him play. He's still really good. But then, you know, he brought up the fact he had, I think, a couple concussions in, like, back-to-back games. And that was it. He went to see a specialist. And the specialist told him it's best you walk away while you, like, you know, you got your brain functions right. in line.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.